It's the story of many neighborhoods in our area. Once undesirable areas become desirable after developers move in. And let's talk about some of the changes you might see out there this year in the D.C. area with Eldad Marawu of Long and Foster. And some neighborhoods are getting big makeovers.
All over the city, we've had empty parcels of land, whether they've been parking lots or just empty land that hasn't been used. There's now projects redeveloping these parcels, such as an example right near the Children's Hospital, near Catholic U off North Capitol Street. There's the McMillan Park, which is getting redeveloped, should be slated to be completed around 2018. But with everything that's going to happen over there and in other parcels like it, the real estate surrounding these areas are definitely seeing a renaissance. You know, developers, speculators years ago have been watching all these different projects around the city, and wherever they feel that something is going to happen, people have been buying, fixing, and renovating, and then selling these different homes, row houses, single-family homes, what have you, sometimes on speculation. And then, of course, when the project becomes real, even more so. And it's been driving prices up in some of these neighborhoods.
So what do you think is sparking all this redevelopment? Is it more optimism towards the economy?
Well, yeah, it's a bunch of things. Yes, there's the confidence that the economy is improving. Interest rates are still low, so the cost of borrowing money is extremely low. And, you know, just the trend has been that more people are moving into the city. And when you have these projects, you know, people are always looking for, quote unquote, the more affordable real estate. But those properties are going up in value. So people are trying to get in before some of these properties get, you know, out of reach.
I know going through Brooklyn the other day, I saw a lot of the new businesses that are there, new restaurants, new stores. And I guess that's really a lot of the development that you're seeing in those areas, right?
Well, you'll see more housing, condos, rentals, office buildings, mixed use. But what's always critical is that the infrastructure is there. So in a lot of these places, beautiful new grocery stores are going in. You know, people want to be able to go grocery shopping in their neighborhood. And in some of these neighborhoods in the past, that wasn't so readily available. So when you have places like, you know, Giant, Safeway, Harris Teeter, maybe speculation of Wegmans in certain neighborhoods, Whole Foods for sure, you know, they come into a neighborhood, that really turns things around a lot of times.
What is your advice to people who are looking to get a home in one of these neighborhoods where it might not be great now, but they think it'll be great down the road?
Well, it depends on your horizon. If you're looking to truly move into this neighborhood and from a lifestyle perspective, this is where you want to be, you shouldn't look at it as just purely, you know, let me buy real estate so that, you know, potentially I'm going to double my money. Because, you know, if you're just speculating, well, that's really hard to predict. But if you have the mindset that you're going to live and stay in this particular neighborhood for a while, you're going to do well. So, you know, it's hard to predict. You know, people always want to get in years ahead of the curve. But that's pure speculation, just like buying stock.
Seems like if you're looking for a home, the bottom line here is you might want to check on some of those neighborhoods that a few years ago you crossed off your list immediately.
Absolutely. Neighborhoods that maybe 4 or 5 years ago you wouldn't have considered. You may want to go back, drive through, and have a look. You know, some of these neighborhoods look completely different than they did 4 or 5 years ago.
Eldad Marawu there of Long and Foster. And